Nationals and Mets. Bryce Harper just 1-for-26 against Matt Harvey coming into the game. Harvey got the start in place of the injured Jacob DeGrom. We'll take it to the top of the first as the two face off against each other.
Harvey out of the stretch now to Bryce Harper. The pitch. Harper belts one to deep right center field. This one way back. It may go. Going, going, and gone. Goodbye. Another Harper homer. A blast here at the top of the first inning with Wilmer Defoe aboard. And the Nationals take the lead against Matt Harvey and the Mets. That one almost into the black batter's eye in center field. Landed just below it, over the wall. And deposited out there for Harper's seventh home run of the year. RBIs 19 and 20. He continues to be blistering hot with another long ball as Daniel Murphy hears the boos. It's the Nationals, two of the Mets, nothing. Bang, zoom, goes Bryce Harper.
Jose Lobaton leading off the top of the fifth.
Harvey Wines delivers. Lobaton belts one high and deep to right center field. This one is way back. It's going, going, and gone. Goodbye. Jose Lobaton with a blast to the left of the 380-foot marker. Off what was the old original fence here at Citi Field in front of the stands. Bang, zoom goes Lobaton. His first hit of the 2017 season is his first home run of the year. And run batted in. And the Nationals with their second run, home run off Matt Harvey tonight, are back in front here at the top of the fifth. A leadoff homer by Lobaton. It's Harper, homer. To right center field back in the first inning. Fly to center. Fly to the warning track in left. All against Matt Harvey. He walked in the eighth inning against Jerry Blevins. Smoker sets. He delivers 3-2 to Harper. Swung on into the air to left field. Deep. Conforto to the line. Chasing. He dives. He can't get it. It's by him to the wall for extra bases. Harper is on his way to second. He will make the turn and hold there. It's an opposite field double for Bryce Harper. 3-3 top of the 11th. The pitch. Low and outside. Ball four. He walked him with a fastball on four pitches. First walk of the year for Trey Turner. First RBI of the year for Trey Turner as Bryce Harper crosses the plate with a go-ahead run. The bases are still loaded with Murphy at third, Rendon at second, and now Turner, the pinch hitter, on at first. It's the Nationals 4 and the Mets 3. Here's the set. 3-2. Fastball. Swing and a foul tip into the glove of Jose Lobaton for strike 3. Went back to the fastball right down the middle, and Rivera missed it a little bit late trying to catch up to it. Sean Kelly comes out of the bullpen in the bottom of the 11th inning with a 1-2-3 frame and strikes out T.J. Rivera to end the ball game. And Kelly preserves a win for Eni Romero in relief. A bases-loaded walk by Jerys Familia to pinch hitter Trey Turner delivered the go-ahead run for the Nationals in the top half of the 11th inning. And a curly W's in the books in New York. The Nationals, after sweeping three straight in Atlanta, take the opening game of this three-game series at Citi Field, and they start the road trip with a 4-0 mark.
4-3 Nationals is your final score. The Mets have lost 6 of 7. Tanner Roark allows 3 earned runs while striking out 5. Matt Harvey goes 7, also allowing 3 earned runs while striking out 2. Dusty Baker and the Nationals defeated the Mets in 11 innings on Friday night. Here's the skipper on the team's victory.
You know, we made him pitch, and I'm sure he's not completely right yet. But, you know, the Mets are, you can tell they're using Gesellman and just different guys over there. You know, they're short men, and that was a big one for us to win. And the longer that game went, the harder it was because we were operating on fumes. And that's the one thing that you didn't want was the extra inning game tonight, because we had low energy, but the guys kept pushing and pushing, and that's what the guys are all telling each other, just keep pushing. And good things can happen and did for us tonight.
In addition to everything else that Bryce has done so far this year, he's 7-for-8 against lefties. Is that something that, among the things that separates him from others, the ability to even against those kind of a
he's learning. I mean, he's still in the process of learning. I'm sure that Murph has a lot to do with it, helping him, because Murph has been hitting lefties pretty good for a while now. So you guys come up with these stats. I didn't know he was 7-for-8. I don't care. Just keep on keeping on and just keep it coming. The main thing is that we won the game. That was a heads up, base running. by Bryce to go to third, and boy, that was some ball game, you know, to play and to win.
You were on the money with the law of averages, though.
Yeah, well, hey, man, I've got to be on the money sometimes. I mean, the law of averages, they do come in and he hit another ball well. So hopefully, you know, the worm has turned and he's kind of figured him out a little bit. But, you know, Tanner lost in the shuffle. Tanner had a very good game, and then our bullpen, performed well. You know, Ollie, he did a great job of base loading on Bruce, and then, Emmy got his first win. You know, he threw quality strikes. Jay Bruce looked like he had ended the game, but, you know, came up short, and, Blanton, got his guys out, and so that was a big win for our bullpen, and we didn't use Coda and a couple other guys that is still kind of fresh for tomorrow.
Harper went 2-for-4 with a home run in Friday's victory against the Mets. He also gave his team the lead with a run in the 11th.
And we got a deep lineup, so just trying to get on base, make some things happen, and got a pitch I could drive a little bit and put it down the line, and got on two.
Now, advancing on the wild pitch, second to third with Familia in. Obviously, that's an instinct play, but were you anticipating that he might be wild?
He's very good out there, and, he's lived on that sinker. You know, it's a very good pitch, so just trying to anticipate it the best I can. You know, you, of course, don't want to make that third out with, one out with the middle of your lineup coming up. So, got a pitch down in the dirt, of course, and took that extra bag and, worked out.
How concerned were you with the review?
I think they do a great job. So, I miss the safe call and it's over sometimes, but they do a great job, so got that one right.
All right, you come into the game 1-for-26 career off Harvey. What changed?
I mean, I just try to have a good at bat. You know, if it's a ball hard to get, ball's hard against him, he's tough out there. Does things the right way, pitches well, throws a heater well, curveball, changeup, and mixes really well against me. So just trying to, have a good at bat, got a pitch I could drive, and, did some damage.
Dusty told us before the game you worked really hard this offseason. One thing you're doing really well, keeping your head still. Was that your main focus in kind of trying to revise what you did last year?
Not even thinking about it. Just trying to, stay healthy and do everything I can to help this team win every single night. And, when I can go out there and stay healthy and play ball, I'm a pretty dang good player. Just trying to go out there and do everything I can for my team and, try to win some ball games. And I got a great guy behind me as well in Murph. So, that absolutely helps out, as well.
All right, last question. Obvious question. Were you not healthy last year?
I think we played a great game tonight and did everything possible for us to, win a game. And got a big win down here in New York, played them another, 18 times, and, looking forward to it.
Bryce, thank you very much.
All right, guys.
Tanner Roark allowed 3 earned runs while striking out 5 as the Nationals defeated the Mets on Friday. Let's hear what he had to say.
Good. I mean, swinging first pitch is now a new part of the game, I guess you could say. Whatever. He had a good pitch and he hit it out. So, just one pitch of my, 100 that I have for the game. So I'm not really worried about it. So we jumped out early, got a 2-0 lead, and first pitch of the game. Who cares? I mean, it's a home run, but whatever. You still got a lot of game to go back out there and pitch, so can't really worry about it.
You guys, as a rotation, I think you've had all but 2 games have been quality starts so far this year. How much pride do you all as a group take in being able to give them the kind of innings and quality innings that you guys have so far?
That's our job. Our job is to go out there and, work quick, get our offense back, in the dugout, and go as hard as we can for as long as we can, and not give in to anybody or anything. So, that's what starting pitching's all about, and we got a good collection of guys that do that.
What's it like to watch Bryce now?
Incredible. He's feeling very good right now, and just keep it going.
Ollie hadn't worked for like almost 2 weeks, and then he gets Freddie the other day, and then he gets put in a big situation again today. What do you just kind of make of the work that he's been able to do the last couple of days?
It's Oliver Perez. He's been there before. He's a veteran. He knows what it takes to get guys out, and he's not afraid to throw 7 straight fastballs or 7 straight sliders. So he's out there. He's competing, and he's He's doing all the Louis Tion stuff, and it's awesome to watch. And you know, he's been doing it a long time, and you know, it's hats off to him, and love having him in the clubhouse.
Series continues Saturday when Gio Gonzalez takes the hill for the Nationals. He'll square off against Jacob DeGrom.